This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Where did the tradition of New Year's resolutions come from? According to History.com, the ancient Babylonians were said to have been the first people to make New Year's resolutions some 4,000 years ago, when at the start of the year, people would make promises to their gods. Later, during ancient Roman times, Julius Caesar redistributed the calendar and made January 1st the start of the year, named after Janus. Janus was the two-faced god. Believing that Janus symbolically looked backwards to the year past, as well as to the year ahead, the Romans made promises for the year ahead based on behavior of the past year. It's that time of year again when we look back on what happened, what our research said, and how we can take that into the year ahead. Resolutions, more or less. Now, I'm not here to tell you to save more or spend less. We all know we have to do that. Instead, let's look back at last year's forecast, what we got right, what we got wrong, and what we can learn from it. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of December 19th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Let's start with something we got absolutely right. Transitory inflation that wasn't transitory at all. When we started 2022, central bankers were still saying inflation was going to go away on its own, and there was no need to do anything about it. To their defense, the war in Ukraine surely didn't help. But it would be false to attribute anything meaningful to inflation from the war. No. Money supply growth was extreme in 2021. And there's about a 12 to 14 month lag before the money supply increases translate into higher inflation. The lesson here is that we shouldn't let what we wish will happen become what we expect will happen. Central bankers wished for inflation to be transitory and go away on its own, but there was no data to support that. We stayed true to the data, and it was the right thing. Now, what did we miss? Well, at the start of the year, we called for equity market returns to be below average, but positive. Below average due to higher valuation of the equity markets to start the year against the backdrop of higher inflation and potentially higher interest rates. But positive due to the belief that the pent-up consumer demand from the COVID lockdowns was still prevalent and that normalization would lead to continued spending. China was expected to be nearing the end of its zero COVID policy, which would have provided a catalyst for growth. We expected valuation to be an issue, but not a massive problem. Keep in mind that valuation is a very poor predictor of short-term returns. Valuation matters, but typically only over the long run. On valuation, our expectation for the US equity market to underperform Canada and international equities played out, as the S&P 500 index was the laggard against the TSX or MSCI EAFE indices. What we didn't expect was that in the face of their policy mistake, central bankers would turbocharge rate increases. The speed and amplitude of rate hikes was something no one forecasted accurately. It sent the markets in a state of confusion and convulsion. The lesson we can learn from this is to expect the unexpected. That is, something that is so easy to say, but impossible to do. However, since we got the call right that inflation was not transitory, we could have, or perhaps should have, judged more accurately the odds that the Fed would overreact and be this aggressive. In essence, when you have a theory about the markets, make sure you fully consider all the possible outcomes of that theory. Now, we did forecast a difficult year for bonds, and we did get this one right. We did see higher interest rates. I wish we were more wrong, really. Now, if you call for a tough year of bonds, it's quite unusual for stocks to respond in kind. Our bad year for bonds theory supported our okay year for stocks at the beginning of the year. However, correlations between bonds and stocks went to one, meaning everything moved in the same direction, and that direction was down. When markets crash, it's unusual for correlations to be different. In fact, what is typically the norm is everything does move in the same direction. Yet since we didn't expect a crash, it would have been irrational for us to expect correlations to reach the levels that they did. Lastly, there will always be someone who accurately predicts an outlier event, something that has a 1% chance of happening. It doesn't make that person smart or clairvoyant, it makes them lucky. There is no shortage of people calling for chaos in the future, and no shortage of people predicting a market crash. If we wanted, we could start every day of the year with someone predicting a crash, and if it happens, it doesn't make them right. There's a saying that goes, even a broken clock is right twice a day. At all times, we must remind ourselves to stick to the data. Don't get emotional, don't be too pessimistic or too optimistic, but always realistic. My philosophy when it comes to investment strategy is simple. Ask, how do we best position ourselves for what's in front of us? Focus on identifying where we are in the economic cycle, the direction for earnings growth, inflation, and interest rates, among other factors. Be aware of valuation, but don't fixate over it. And understand that any short-term, fickle nature of the market isn't reflective of the longer-term opportunity. Despite all the uncertainty, it's the data-driven approach to investment strategy and consistency of the process that will keep us on the right path. Like many others, our thesis and resolve were tested in 2022. But through it all, returning to discipline helped to manage the risks and mitigate some of the downside. In other words, what did I learn from 2022? Trust the process. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Markets. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.